On this fifth Sunday of Easter in this year, when we honor the Apostle Paul, we have an opportunity to reflect on his conversion and the beginning of his ministry of evangelization and his development of his relationship with the church, and to see in him a model for us for our ongoing conversion, for our ongoing formation as disciples of the Lord Jesus, and for the mission that the Lord calls us to embrace each day. We know the story of Paul's conversion, this instantaneous encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus, when this light, we're told, enfolds him and he falls to the ground, sort of stunned, doesn't know what to do. And the Lord says to him, "Paul, just what are you doing? Why are you persecuting me? Why don't you set your life on something worthwhile? I love you. Accept my love. Live that love fully. And tell others about it." Now, I don't know about you, but my sense is that instantaneous, life-changing experiences can happen, but usually there's a lot of things that lead up to them to get us ready. In recovery, it's called hitting bottom, and then you can make the change to go on. And I was thinking about, well, what would have prepared Paul for this instantaneous conversion? The thought occurred to me that it was his observation and his experience of the fidelity of the Christian community, of the courage that they found in the faith they had in the risen Lord Jesus, of the strength that they found in the power of God's love that had risen him from the dead, and of the identity that they had of being one with him in the communion of saints, in the love of God that had redeemed them. Paul had witnessed the martyrdom of Stephen. He'd heard not words of curse as Stephen was being stoned, but words of blessing on those who were killing him. Paul had persecuted the church. He had chased down the Christians as criminals. He was going to Damascus with a handful of subpoenas to execute the law. And yet inside of him, he had to say, what makes these Christians tick? And eventually, as he encounters Christ, as he hears those words, "Saul, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your life? Why don't you find a new purpose? Why don't you learn from those you are persecuting the meaning of life and the power of my love?" And all of a sudden, Paul is prepared for that meeting with Christ, and it clearly makes a difference in his life. Paul had been prepared to meet Christ, but that early Christian community had not been prepared to meet Paul. It took them a while, too. There had to be the intercession of the Lord. There had to be the courageous works of people going out to Paul and bringing him in, saying he was okay and validating him. Trust had to be built. The Christian community had to discover that they were one with him. He was one with them in the Lord. And so it is with us, that we who are the disciples of Christ, who meet him in the breaking of the bread, who meet him in the breaking and the opening of his word, who experience the risen Christ present in our life in the assembly of his people, who join in the works of the risen Lord, who daily feel the presence of Christ, who says to us, "What are you doing with your life today?" Like Paul, We're called to embrace that mission of Christ. Like that early Christian community, our mission, our call from the Lord, is to live our lives in ways that prepare others to meet Christ. Our words, our actions, our values, our lives, what people see in us, experience in us, how we live our faith, how we witness to the risen Christ. However we do it, when we model our life as a disciple on Paul, we're called to remind ourselves each day that every day is our opportunity to say to the Lord who asks us, "What are you doing with your life today?" We can be saying, "I'm hoping and I'm working hard to prepare others to meet you, to know of your love, to know of your mercy, to know of your grace, to know of your wisdom and of your truth, to meet you in your word, to come to know you in the Eucharist, and to follow you each day." On this Easter Sunday, we who claim to be disciples of Christ, who say that we live our lives witnessing to the risen Lord, we are reminded by the witness of Paul that the purpose of our life each day then would be to till the soil of someone else's life, to help others be ready to meet Christ and to become disciples with him. After Paul changes his life, he becomes this great evangelizer. I'm really struck by the fact that Paul's first missionary journey is like a great escape from prison. Like his friends are lowering him down the wall to save his life, and he's like escaping. But Paul turns it into a missionary journey. He goes about not running away and hiding and being afraid. Now, he goes to Jerusalem to meet with the Christian community, to start building trust, and he begins proclaiming the gospel of the Lord. He begins to say, "You know who I met on the Damascus Road? Jesus, whose church, whose body I was persecuting, I met him. And he asked me what I was doing with my life, and he called me to do something different, and it has made a difference in me. And the difference is now I do works of life, works of justice, works of truth. I bring hope, not fear, to my world." And should not that be our mission too? That we bring hope to our world. That we speak and live the truth of the gospel. That we let our faith outweigh and counterbalance the doubts and the antagonism of the world around us. That's what Paul found in the first Christian community. He found that their belief outbelieved his doubt. That's what he did with the rest of his life. He let his faith in Christ counterbalance the skepticism and the doubt of the world around him. He let the love of God that he followed and that made a difference in his life more triumphant than all the evil power of the world around him. He let the mercy and compassion of God be victorious over the violence of his world and over the violence of his own heart. And so, isn't that what we're to be about as disciples of Christ? To live our lives on that mission, to proclaim that gospel, to bring the hope of the risen Christ to our world, to show our world every day what it means to be one with Christ, who is our vine, the source of our life, who gives us strength each day to do good in his name. I'm really struck by the line in the Acts of the Apostles today. I really love this. It's sort of the irony of Luke. You know, Luke says, the church was at peace and it was being built up. And sort of the undercurrent is, he says, and then along came Paul. Paul, who had a greater vision, a greater understanding, he said, you know what, it's not just for the Jews, it's for the Gentiles, it's for the whole world. Paul sort of disrupted things. He had these arguments with Peter, all this struggle going on. But how did they get through it? One in the Lord. Paul always knew he was one in the Lord. Peter knew he was one in the Lord. The community knew they were one in the Lord. They could face the difficulties. They could face the struggles. They can face the confusion down. And they come forth a bigger church with a bigger mission and a bigger understanding of the love of God. In a way, Paul was the instrument of God that expanded the missionary imagination of the church. It was God's way of saying, hey, I just didn't come for you. You're important. I love you. But I came for everybody. I came for the salvation of all. Paul's message, Paul's lesson, be one in the Lord and see the greatness of God unfold in your life. In the gospel today, John says that the Father is glorified in that we bear much fruit in our lives and become disciples of Jesus. Isn't that giving glory to God? When we seek each day to understand the greatness of His love that goes beyond the boundaries and the borders that we would put on it, that calls us and stretches us forth to a greatness that sometimes we can't imagine or dream about ourselves, that calls us to the great work of witnessing to the risen Christ and of bearing the message of the gospel, the message of life, the witness of hope to our world that needs it so much. On this Easter Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter, when we rejoice that Christ is risen, and we are reminded that as He is risen, we too are risen with Him, we pray that every day, like Paul, we will meet the risen Christ on the road of our lives. That every day we will hear that risen Christ saying, what are you doing with your life today? What are you doing? And we will be able to say, we are about giving glory to the Father. We are about helping others be one with the risen Christ. We are about bringing hope to our world. We are about bringing life to our world. We are about helping our world be ready to meet Christ and come to follow Him and be one in Him with us for eternity.